Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's the Nerdist Podcast, episode number 242. The lads and I are coming to New York Comic Con, the Friday of New York Comic Con. Well, Nerdist is going to have a big presence at New York Comic Con, I believe. And then also we are doing our live podcast at the Best Buy Theaterplex. So go to nerdist.com/calendar to get tickets to that. Come see us there. I'm sure we'll have a good guest. I'll be honest, we haven't booked the guest yet because it's in mid-October. You know, kind of hard to pin people down that far in advance. So don't get mad at me, but the guests will be good. And I'm always fascinated when people go, well, who's your guest going to be? Almost like, we're not good enough to... Okay, we'll try to win you over with David's people. You star fucker! But I understand if people are spending money, you know, they want to make sure they get their money's worth. But the shows are fun. We do stand up and we do panel, and then we, you know, we record the podcast. We answer comments. We come out and meet people afterwards. It's fun. It's fun.
They're lots of fun.
It's an experience. It's a fun experience. It's well worth your money and whatever sort of fees you're overcharged for. It's well worth all of that because we love you. I'd like to thank our good friend Scott Aukerman and Comedy Bang Bang for sponsoring this episode of the Nerdist Podcast. The finale is this Friday, 10/9 Central on IFC. That would be tonight. Comedy Bang Bang, hosted by Scott Aukerman. It looks like a talk show, but it's a comedy show. Reggie Watts is the band. This Friday's episode, this being the 10th, Weird Al drops by, Tenacious D comes and performs a song. Scott and Reggie use some new green screen technology. Reggie makes Scott a sandwich. David Cross is on the show. John Heater, Carrie Kinney, Paul Scheer. I mean, it is a Voltron of awesome comedy talent that comes together for Comedy Bang Bang. Comedy's so nice, they banged it twice. Friday, 10/9 Central, IFC. I feel like IFC should have like sports kind of commercials. IFC. Just like it's going to punch you in the dick.
Super aggressive commercials.
With comedy. Super aggressive, like really male. Like, you know, it's just fucking put on cleats and kick each other in the cock kind of voiceover. But until that happens, watch Comedy Bang Bang. So I was blabbing earlier, narcissistically, about the live shows that we do. And this is an example of one of those live shows. This episode was recorded in Houston a few weeks ago. And we had a fucking blast at this show. Matt got a little drunk. Now, Jonas usually drinks. I don't. I'm a teetotaler. But Matt, because they brought us all these specialty beers. And, of course, I gave everyone else what would have been my shares. If I were still drinking, all of them would have been mine. but they got divvied up. And Matt... Matt's face turns all red when he drinks. This is adorable. He gets
the glow.
No, you just want to tuck him in. You just want to tuck him in bed and be like, sleep tight, buddy. So here it is, Nerdist Podcast episode number 242, live from Houston.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Welcome back to the stage, Jonah Ray and Matt Myra. Do you want to move it out to the center?
I've never heard people get so excited about the moving of a table.
Wow. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, it's magic!
Paul Smash. Oh, I'm sorry, Paul. Could you just try it over here? I think it would look really good over there.
That's good. I'll cut all this out of the podcast. The table being moved is bad podcasting.
People don't want to listen. Or we could just convince everyone it was great space work.
It's about time you cut something out of the podcast that was bad podcasting.
I'm going to go back and edit out Matt Myra out of every episode.
It won't be that hard. I don't say much.
Poor little guy.
What? All right, good. We're good. Are these my two bottles of water?
I like how this table's doing a little bit of this right now.
It's almost as if you're sitting on top of it.
You're pushing the... Matt, your foot is pushing the leg on, to the right. Just kick it over to the left. There you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, a little bit more. A little bit more. Oh, yeah, I'm almost there. Oh, fuck yeah. Oh, kick that leg
just
in.
Just Chris, do you want it?
All right. All right, well, that's our show, everybody. Thank you so much for coming.
Crazy table antics on the Nerdist podcast. You guys, Fitzgerald's is really cool. This is a
fucking
great
venue.
Place.
I love this venue.
I see a lot
air
of...
Air hockey table in the back.
Fucking air hockey table in the back.
Play the shit out of that.
I see a lot of great cosplay here. I see a Matt Smith. I see an Idris, a TARDIS. Idris is very nice. How are you guys doing today? Are you good? What is...
You had the face of a guy that's in a lot of pain, like... He's just about to get into some shit. My dad's not doing... You know what? It's Friday. It's Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday.
He would have wanted us to enjoy the weekend. I thought he was doing more of the dramatic chipmunk face, though. A little bit. What do you do? What do you do, sir?
I'm an English teacher.
You're an English teacher? That very well good for you. Oh. How do you cope with the...
What grade?
Freshman in high... Oh, freshman in high school.
No, so freshman in elementary school, Chris?
Yep, yeah.
I'm a freshman. You're in first grade, son.
Is that your freshman?
That's the kid that's in first grade that says he's a freshman. I'm going to go back to editing myself out of the podcast.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
You're pushing me back really hard.
Don't push him on me.
I'm not a drug.
Hey, kids, you want some Jonah Ray? You want some Jonah? Want a little Jonah? Want a little Jonah? A little Jonah? So you're an English teacher. Why do you... I think that microphone's working if you want to lean forward there a little bit. Why do you think the rampant misuse of your and your happening right now? What do you think is happening? I mean, you must... What is the punishment for kids who turn in papers? Do you still make them write papers, or do they email their homework in? What do fucking kids do now?
They make a bunch of Johnny Mnemonic hand actually, gestures.
Is it on the, when they actually turn in homework?
Yeah. Passive aggressive English teacher.
You really got Billy, Janie, and Austin real good.
I guess I'm the only one who wants to learn here, kids. That's fine. I'm fine with that.
Now, your and your laziness.
Just aim that at
laziness.
It's just laziness.
Did you ever think about using the teaching style of stand and deliver?
And be
comb over
and be glasses. A wise Latino gentleman, yeah. Instead of a whitey.
Did you ever take on the lean on me route?
He is Batman. That's what he said. Lean on me. Morgan Freeman says I am Batman because he has a bat in his hand.
I am Batman.
Am I the only one who watched that movie?
It's been a while.
Thank you. I'm not crazy, right? He says I am
TARDIS
Batman.
Tattoo.
Oh, wow.
Look at
that's
that.
A good
oh, wow.
It's on the same... Yeah. Go big or go home. Yeah, yeah, you and me. You and me. Fuck town.
You and me.
USA. Population, me crying.
It's
So as I said before in the intro that was on the podcast, we were late getting here because the all of our flights were weirdly delayed this morning. And
weirdly delayed, like there was GAC on one flight.
One of the pilots, they're like, "What time do you want to take off?" The pilot was like, "I don't know." And then slimed him.
You just like you just go to air traffic control, and it's Mark Maron. He's like, "Fuck these guys."
That's how competitive he is.
That was the joke. We love Mark.
I know. Yeah,
he was on Attack of the Show. We did a gadget review together. That was a lot of fun.
What'd you guys review?
We reviewed the Samsung Galaxy S3.
Oh.
Now, I did not see the episodes of Attack of the Show that Mark was on.
He was great.
Because that's what I figured he would be great. I figured he would be great, too.
I loved him on there.
I love you on there next week.
Yeah. Matt Myra hosting.
Yeah.
It's a good thing.
Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to it.
You should.
I am.
A Matt of the show.
A Matt.
I'll see if I can. They have the... pulled in the sound library now. They have the Mike Furman singing Matt Myra in the robot voice.
Oh, they do?
So now they play that between
Matt Myra.
Which those, you'll see in 2 weeks.
For those of you who have DirecTV, Attack of the Show is a daily live technology and nerd culture show.
Yes. And there's no such thing as Comedy Central, MTV, Nickelodeon.
They're back.
Can you take that joke out then?
Nope.
Makes me seem really out of the loop.
Yep. Well, that's why you can go on the loop on Attack of the Show.
Holy shit! And that's why he's the king.
Yeah, Viacom reached their deal with DirecTV, so they wanted $1 billion a year. They got $600 million.
Welcome to industry news with the Nerdist podcast.
Oh. Hey, do you show any movies? Do you show any movies in that English class?
Every time you take off your glasses,
like you're about to make a dramatic statement. Yes, I show...
And the defense rests, Your Honor.
Every now and then comes a time.
She made me get them like a month ago. I'm still not used to the damn thing. So.
Oh, you have? Yeah. She was giving it, so you're constantly going.
You know, you're putting a lot of pressure on that bridge. You're gonna have to get an OptiGrab.
Get an OptiGrab right there.
Yeah.
Opti for the eye and grab from where you're grabbing it.
Yeah.
Tell me more about this.
Well, aim the mic a little more. There you go. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
You're our Nick for
the
show.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you just crank out a fucking...
Wait a minute. Let me just explain what happened. Because I was almost about to make a joke, and then I realized what the situation actually was. I told you to move the mic up, and as you were moving it up, I saw your girlfriend, wife, start to do this. And I was like, yeah, fucking work it. And then she went, like, took a hit off the inhaler. You were just shaking the inhaler. I thought it was a... I was just about to go, yeah, and then you went, we're like, oh, she's asthmatic. All right, not
but
as funny.
But, you know, it is a similar motion, so she must be pretty good at the old ages. Your asthmatic wife. She can't do it for too long, I'd imagine.
Do you walk in the bedroom and you're like, hey, you feel those lungs tightening up a little bit?
Yeah.
Like, as you're pulling it out. I mean, if you have asthma, you might as well have fun with it, you know? Because the rest of the time, it's not fun.
Because what are you going to do? Anything?
I don't... So I apologize. It's a good thing I didn't say any of those things I just said, because that would have been a really...
Is that a proper sentence?
It is a proper sentence. Do you think English is the hardest language to learn because, like, people are so free with its rules?
And stuff.
And...
Well... Yes and no. I mean, it's a weird language. It's like we looked around at other languages and said, this rule doesn't make any sense. Let's use it.
Yeah.
Don't end sentences with prepositions. Don't leave dangling participles. Fuck, why not?
What's that for? I'm sorry, I don't hear you unless you're taking your glasses on and off. And start the sentence with, Your Honor.
I gotta get back home. Some lemonade and drink.
Oh my golly, it is hot today.
It is a hot one.
Totally inconsistent with the shot from the book depository.
I was gonna go for more To Kill a Mockingbird style of old.
No,
Southern.
No, I was going for New Orleans style. As
You're
well.
Going New Orleans
style.
I'm pointing to New Orleans.
Oh, sorry,
which
you're,
I think
you're,
is
you're pointing
that way?
Back into the left.
Yeah.
What do any of your students listen to? Do kids listen to podcasts?
I'm lucky. I get a few of the kids that are geeky, nerdy kids.
Yeah.
But the majority of those end up actually going into the pre-AP classes pretty
now,
quickly.
Let's
oh, so you're not an AP teacher?
No, I'm an ESL.
Look at Mr. Retard over here. And that's a term I can use in Texas, and everyone doesn't not get offended.
Well, fortunately, everyone listens
to
the podcast.
So does the short bus just stop at your classroom or
stop
something?
Stop it! God damn it, I'm going to have to cut that out.
Put it on me!
Jonah Ray said those things. Chris Hardwick does not support that.
It's like DVD commentary. This studio does not...
yeah, exactly.
I said the short bus thing.
The statements of Matt Myra and Jonah Ray do not reflect the opinions of Chris Hardwick.
Or Legendary Entertainment.
That's right. Shit. Wow, that's right. That's right.
Or Batman and his associates.
I could literally ruin your careers forever.
Why my career? What did I do?
You know what you did.
Why are you trying to ruin an English teacher's career?
No, yours.
Very mean.
Not him.
No, it's obvious what you're doing.
I'm curious to know, just from a teacher's point of view, though, because obviously, as a teacher, you have needs, and those needs are you want kids to respect you and learn from you. And so, are there kids in your class where you're like, these kids are sweet, nerdy kids, I'm going to focus all my energy on them, and then a couple kids where you're like, fuck them, they're a lost cause? Or do you really, are you that sort of grab the fuck up kids by the scruff and be like, you can make something of yourself, you just need to apply yourself, kiddo.
Oh, so the scroop kids all of a sudden have scruff.
They have scruff, and you shouldn't touch them, also.
At the beginning, you know, you give anybody a few chances, but if they show up to class maybe once or twice a week, completely stoned out of their mind.
Hey, they're freshmen.
They're first graders.
I didn't even imagine like
everything's bigger in Texas, even the bongs. What does that even mean? What's a bong?
The stars are shining.
What's the next line? Nothing. From here, it just sounds like you're just miming. Clap, 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 clap. Deep in the heart is something. Fucking Texas.
I've never heard someone challenge a Texan like that. What's the next line? What's the next line? Where's the next line? Rachel. Where's the next line?
It's like when you go, sweet Caroline.
Ba ba da.
Nope. Nobody goes ba 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 in that fucking song.
Well, this is people just add it there.
Yeah, assholes.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
Assholes out there.
It's just like in the middle of Billy Idol's Moaning, Moaning, where everyone goes, fucking bullshit, fucking bullshit. Didn't you do that in high school?
Yeah, because that's what fucking...
That song was not popular when we were in high school.
Oh. Wow.
Hey, man. That's what I was telling you about.
Hey, well. Matt, do me a favor.
Go ahead.
Hack up your skirt a little more.
Good
and
shit.
Show the world to me. Fucking bullshit.
Yeah, look at that. Matt's under the table and queefing.
under the table and queefing.
Oh, boy.
2 years and it took me that long to make that one.
It was worth it, though. It was really worth it. You want to go to Southpaw Guitars while you're here,
I
right?
do.
That's is it really all left-handed guitars?
It's like 90% left-handed guitars and some right-handed guitars.
Is your dream...
Wait, what?
They're not that good. It's all like Peter J. Turser. It's not that good. They're all left-handed guitars.
No, it's Jay Turser.
Yeah, Jay Turser.
But the website seems to have quite a variety of Fender...
Whoa! Oh, God, man, I had a horrible dream that I was in... Oh, my God.
We're in Houston.
No, they have.
I thought I was in Dallas. That's what made it a bad dream. Am I right? We were driving down White Oak Avenue. Got him back.
Hey,
good work, buddy.
Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, but they have a couple. They have two guitars I've been looking at over the internet. There's a custom shop Stevie Ray Vaughan Stratocaster that was. Yeah, somebody else likes Stevie. It's the only one. It's the only one that was ever built.
This is Texas. They all like Stevie.
Only one was built. As they should.
No.
Only one was ever built, and that is like $5,000. And then there's a Clapton.
So it's right in your price range of a price on a guitar.
Yeah. You want
$10.
What?
I got $10.
You have $10?
Let's do a Kickstarter for Matt's horrible addiction.
Doesn't hurt anybody except me. The other day I was sitting in my living room by myself, recently broke up with my girlfriend like 4 months ago. I did not do it for sympathy, believe me. But I was sitting...
She did him for sympathy.
He's not wrong, I don't think. I was sitting there by myself in it's a larger apartment now that we moved into together. I never wanted to move in, which is part of why we broke up.
One less.
It. Anyway, sitting there in the living
bell
room.
Bell to answer.
And there
one
were,
less egg to fry.
I was sitting in the living room and I was playing a guitar and I looked around and I was surrounded by 8 other guitars.
Oh.
And I was like, this is some sort of problem.
Or did you say, you all understand me, right? Right, Gibby?
Why don't...
Give me and the then, Gibsons. Then Matt went and ripped off a bunch of mannequin arms from the department store and just put them on the guitar so they could hug him. So they could hug
They're him. Hugging me back now!
No, finally!
Leave me alone!
That's his guitars gently weep.
Yes!
Well played!
Yeah, good crowd. It's good crowd.
I saw that George Harrison documentary. It's on the HBO Goes.
What are you, fucking like a Midwestern mom? It's over there on the HBO Goes. You can get it on your Xboxes.
Oh, you I get love on the your Xboxes. Xbox, yeah. You turn it on and you got the
you,
Martin.
You got one of them Apple internet pads?
The Martin Scorsese documentary.
Scorsese.
Martin Scorsese. He's only the next Martin Scorsese.
That's for you older people. Is this a 21 and over show?
Yes!
No.
No. Well, you've probably made some mistakes then, legally.
It might be 18 and older. It might be 18 and older with like a wristband situation. Is it? Yeah, wristbands.
Whoa.
Man, 18. That's how the government gets you.
Here we go.
First come the wristbands, then they put a chip inside your dickhead to find out where you fucking sticking it. Well, so what if I fuck a jar of peanut butter in the microwave?
Wait,
that was in the microwave while you fucked it.
That's a big microwave.
How do you come?
We don't.
Yeah. It's not anymore.
Not until you get to Southpaw Guitars tomorrow.
That's right.
So can you
ever drop D on a guitar?
They're going to be like, I've never been asked to...
It's a tuning joke, Chris. It's a good one. Tuning joke.
Yep. Yeah, it's a dad gad joke.
Yeah, it is.
You ever drop? That was a dad gad. You're pretty dad gad. Never been asked to put a spit valve on the back of a guitar before. We have fun, guys. We just have fun.
We just
That's
have
what
fun around here. But seriously, clean up when you're done. Clean up when you're done.
4-hour drive tomorrow.
Yes, through the crazy Martian landscape that's in between here and Dallas.
Oh, Dallas.
Boo other people for existing.
You know what? Yeah. Hey, who needs roommates?
What?
We'll stay here. We're staying here.
What?
We're staying in Houston.
No one needed roommates.
But there's everyone in Houston who was going to see us came out to this show if we were to just be performing for ourselves
Let's
tomorrow
just
night.
Stay here all night.
Yeah!
Slumber party!
One to sleep gets their bra in the freezer.
Listen,
I don't know if you guys have ever stopped to think about it. There's only a handful of staff here. There's hundreds of you. We could take this place over in minutes. A couple of you would have to sacrifice your lives, but it would be for the greater good of the group.
The greater good.
Wolverines! Get up there and piss in the radiator. Yep.
Instant vigilantism from that guy. Wolverines! And he's waiting for a red
classic,
dawn to happen.
A classic C. Thomas Howell movie.
Out of the 3 C. Thomas Howell movies, one of them being Soul Man, the other being Dead Poets Society, right?
You keep missing.
No, C. Thomas
classic.
Howell was not in Dead Poets Society.
I'm thinking of who?
Robert Sean Leonard. Who then went on to House.
Yeah,
and then
did.
Ethan Hawke, who went into Uma Thurman.
Dad joke.
She went into Uma. I'll tell you what, this is a great time we're having here. This is
More fun than watching Uma Thurman go down on an 18-year-old Uma Thurman. All right, you guys.
Right. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nothing is that fun. What? Nothing is that fun. What are you talking about? That sounds
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
Who else? What else? We're gonna drive to Dallas tomorrow, and then we're back. We don't have any more live shows coming up for a little while, for a couple more months.
This is the penultimate live show, guys.
No, it's not the penultimate live show
of this series.
Okay.
I'm just trying to save the thing I said.
Yep. We're checking in with our grammar lawyer. I'll allow it.
Remember when we thought it was a good idea to like split the podcast up into a season two and nothing happened except we just added hostfuls?
Yep. That was it. That was it. And now three a week. I think the three a week thing is going well. I mean, why did someone say mayor?
Wow. What's your problem?
Who said mayor?
Who said it? Come on, TARDIS.
Is there a lolcat here today?
Get up on that microphone.
All right, get up there, Mirror.
Get on the microphone. Get up, get up, get up.
Meow, meow. Get up there.
I just like a
fuck
lot,
you.
So I like a lot of podcasts.
No, wait. Let's hear the woman out.
Please, Chris.
I just like it's y'all a lot, there. So I like a lot of podcasts. That's
you,
all.
You like, wait, you like a
I
lot
like
of
podcasts? I like a lot of y'all.
You like a lot of
I see. You like the host?
Wait, I don't understand. It sounded like you were, oh, you don't like.
You like all yes or all y'all?
Just you.
Oh, me?
Do not throw that microphone. It is not long for this world.
So you just, you weren't marrying that there were three a week. You were.
Well, yeah, I want more a week.
Oh, you want more a week.
I thought,
okay, I'm sorry. You were attacking
more
that.
A week. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It should be like a soap opera.
You what?
A soap opera. So I need like five.
Oh, soap
a week.
Opera.
We're like a soap. We're like your soap weekly soap.
You've heard the hostfuls. Our lives are kind of boring.
A soap opera. So you should do five a week. You know, we need like Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then we get the weekend off.
Yeah, girl. You know it's a Friday night. Hey, can I get another Mike's Hard Lemonade? Just one for my girlfriend.
It's a Zima.
It's a Zima? They still have those?
Is there Mike's Hard
Lemonade? Hey, you guys, we're going to go get some Cosmopolitans and watch Sister Act 2.
Sister Act 2 is very good.
That movie will tear you up.
Sister Act brought a tear to your eye, Sister Act 2?
Yes, well, I was a little...
Sister Act, I was watching Sister Act 1 a couple weeks ago, and I was like, hey...
You what?
Of course you were.
It was on television. Why the fuck wouldn't I watch it?
Because
it was like that and then A League of Their Own.
Because you got
like,
the Blu-ray.
I did pre-order the Blu-ray of Sister Act. But I was watching it, and then I was like, oh my god, every lead actor in this movie looks like Tyler Perry.
I think that's really racist.
No, it wasn't, because he could play the lead and the cop.
I don't know, man. Can we take it to the audience? It's time to play.
Well, if Texas says it's racist, it's obviously racist. Wait, what?
When are we gonna see a Madea Big Mama's House crossover?
I think every Madea is a Big Mama's House crossover.
What? I don't know. I want to see. The funny thing is, when you see Tyler Perry like play like regular roles, he's a good actor. Like he's.
Are you talking about the one regular role you saw him in Star Trek?
That's the one I was thinking of. Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good as that three-line actor.
That was good.
He was not bad.
He was
the head of Starfleet Academy.
He is a billionaire. Yeah. Tyler Perry is
with a B.
He owns a lot of
Atlanta.
Yeah,
he owns a lot of Atlanta.
Maybe he can one day buy Legendary Pictures.
What?
And then we can be owned by Tyler Perry.
The Walking Dead, don't do it.
What? The Walking Dead is not for sale. Yeah.
Robert Kirkman's for sale.
Is that racist that he thought it would get ruined by Tyler Perry?
No, I didn't think it would get ruined. I would watch a remake. If all of a sudden Madea has to go undercover at a nunnery.
No, we're not talking. We stopped talking about Sister Act.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just like.
But I was just hoping.
Really,
I thought you wanted Madea.
I'm pitching this idea.
Because Madea has used a chainsaw in many of her movies, so that could be really good in Walking Dead.
Oh, so if Madea's in Walking Dead?
Oh, my God. There should be a fucking Madea zombie movie. That would be epic. Dude, takes place in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Right there.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, zombies. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yo, dead. Time to die.
Watch
hey, Zermby.
What? Zermby.
Zermby's.
Zermby's.
Wait, is Medea the original Gersperm?
Yes, Medea.
Zermby Merver, Zermber, Zermerdiger.
Merdea. Merdea, firm, Zermer, fervorit. Merdea.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Gersperms.
Turs from the curb.
Someone should put Medea standing in that doorway with Goosebumps books in her hands.
Yeah. Everything ends with a T.
Yep. Gersperms.
What'd you say?
Yes, it is.
Or marriage
some sooner or later, true. She's going to have to go to space. Yep.
Yeah. Or she has to get scared stupid.
Yep. Or go to camp.
Or slam dunk.
Yep.
Wait, if she goes to Africa, is that racist?
No, because that would be just be called Medea coming home.
That was.
So then we can...
Thanks for taking the heat off of the sister act thing.
All right, so minute 40 to 46 gets cut out.
One minute 40 to 1 minute 46?
It's going to be like
Don't
a 7 minute.
Don't be so sensitive.
That was a great run.
That was a great run. It was like Steve IMAX or whatever the fuck that was.
Oh, Steve IMAX, yeah.
Yeah. That was from today. You guys probably haven't downloaded it in time. Oh, stop pointing at me. He did. He listened.
Oh, then you know what you need to do.
Hand
Is that a Childish Gambino concert t-shirt? That's awesome.
Yeah!
But it's... But it's also a parody of Camp Anawana, correct? And what do we think about you? All right, now get it right or pay the price.
That's a good mashup. Was Donald here recently? He was here in April?
Donald wasn't here, but Childish Gambino was.
All right, I get it.
See, the Rappeteers have a different style of doing things, Chris.
I know how it works, you guys. I know.
I want to make sure we leave plenty of time for...
Well, let's not say it.
Let's not do it
Because once we start,
yet.
We have to get into it.
Yeah.
Wait, wow. Before we do that.
Someone hiss?
Anybody?
What are you raising your hand for? You hiss?
Hey, listen.
Oh,
listen, I got a girlfriend, dude.
Oh. Sorry, man. I didn't want to... Someone
give that man a St. Arnold.
You should...
A St. Arnold?
This just...
Am I going to get lynched?
I'll take an apple Smirnoff Ice.
The English teacher's just snapping his fingers.
It's a local beer. That just turned into the weirdest, like, beer commercial.
What?
Someone get that man a St. Arnold.
Give me three.
What you talk about, St. Willis? Come on. That was a good one.
So minute 40.
It's a minute 45.
You got me with the thing.
We had a lot of fun around the office.
Zero tolerance for minors is the sign in the back of the bar. But clearly
there's like a little tolerance.
Does that mean if a miner comes in, they just kick the shit out of him?
Hey, man.
But he's got that helmet
fucking,
on.
They
he's
work
all
in the deep, dark recesses of the earth to provide energy for our people.
Yeah.
You gonna fucking kick him out?
Well,
you want to know something funny? I'm the only one here that drinks beer.
So...
Oh, it is...
Those should be gone in about 7 minutes.
Jonah, I mean, I don't... It's a cheat day, so I could technically if you needed help.
Try fancy lawnmower first. It tastes like grass. Why is there like a religious cardinal on the front?
Because it depends on which god you adhere to, Chris.
He is the saint. Just try and twist it.
Jonah just twisted off the top with his forearm.
Finally!
How long will he do this bit? Will he lie there for an hour or more?
Oh, that was.
If you didn't start singing the song, I would have kept it.
I think you should pound the fancy lawnmower beer.
Yeah! Do it.
Actually, Jonah,
you know,
there's a classic story of
There's a classic story of a grandpa who found his little boy smoking a cigar, so he locked him in the closet and made him smoke every last one.
What did that guy become? Sammy Davis Jr.?
Wait, was that racist?
No.
That's how Sammy... I think you should pound all those beers in...
Guys, I'm not a fucking...
Do you want to...
Brewster's Millions, yeah.
Brewster!
I just want to start going to any show, and yell that. So this next song is Brewster's Millions!
Dude, you got 30 days in which to spend $30 million so you can collect your real inheritance of $300 million!
Sorry, sir, you got to
need
to money pit!
Sorry!
My friend Chris, I'm sorry, the plot.
I'm the plot heckler. I just call out plots. Money pit, a nice young couple buys a house that's too good to be true.
Jonah, if you want, I'll crack open one.
Saved by the comedy stylings of Tom Hanks and Shelley Long.
Saved by...
Root beer for Chris.
Yo, do you have root beer?
Yeah, root beer.
Is there root beer? Does St. Arnold's make a root beer or you're shaking? Do you have it? They don't have it. Oh.
Brown.
Yeah. Hey. You guys enjoy your St. Arnold. I'm going to drink the shit out of this Ozarka.
Oh. This is tasty.
Yeah.
This makes me want a chowder.
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 Say it, Frenchie. Say chowder.
Chowder. Say it, chowder.
Chowder.
Chowder. This fucking crowd is great.
I don't understand this clearly skippable hostful podcast where the guys just opened beer bottles with Jonah's forearm.
Listen, human version of the AV club.
Do you wake up some nights just going skippable?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've been so battered by internet comments.
You know, here's the thing. When you hear the word skippable, just think about a guy listening to the hostful podcast just and then skipping down the street because he's so stoked.
Yep. Super stoked.
We got one.
Doctor over here. We got another TARDIS. We got a.
That's it. That's literally
it.
Because Chris came out. Wait, what?
Ghostbuster.
Wait, do you have a program?
Where?
Oh, you're a ghost.
Oh, please don't tell me that there are ghosts here. Stop laughing at my speech impediment. Stop it! I have a stutter.
Bring the Ghostbuster up here.
I ain't afraid of no one of them.
Come onto this microphone. Oh, look at you. He's got Spangler on there.
Right on.
Right on. Good.
All right. We got to work on
Wait,
the boots.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
And you're dressed like that.
I think it's awesome.
I left the proton pack at home. It's about 30 pounds.
It's also...
You have a real proton pack?
It's also a nuclear bomb strapped to your back.
Yeah. Actually, it's just an unlicensed nuclear accelerator. It's like a tiny version of CERN.
Did you build it?
Yeah.
Oh, what? Does it make... Hang on.
Matt, I thought you said you didn't come.
Does it make noise?
No,
it doesn't.
With proton packs, if you build it, they won't come. I wish I could build a proton pack.
4 years ago... This is just for me and you, buddy. 4 years ago, Master Replicas was going to make a proton pack. Like a fucking full-scale, full-weight proton pack, and it was going to cost like $5,000.
Then what happened?
They tried building them, and they were like, oh, this would cost like $8,000. So they couldn't do it.
They really thought that $3,000 was going to make a difference to somebody who was going to buy it for $5,000?
It would have put me
out
of the market.
$8,000? No, I'm not a weirdo.
If they were smart, what they would do is take that $8,000 proton pack and just stock it at Southpaw Guitars the day Matt Myra goes there. They're like, what? I would buy the shit out of that. We got a. I got an Aperture Laboratories portal gun. Well, Chloe did. I intend to borrow it from her from time to time. But I honestly feel like I have to say a $5,000 proton pack is something I would probably buy.
Yeah. How much do you think it cost you to build yours?
Oh, well, I didn't buy it. I didn't build the movie spec. I mean, I slapped it together.
You didn't build it to movie spec.
Hey. Matt.
Some people are just more committed.
Matt, name something you've built in the past 28 years.
I've actually built a lot of things.
What'd you build?
There's a garage that's still standing in Lowell, Massachusetts that I helped build.
Is it really, though?
Last time I checked Google Maps, it was.
But those are photographs from a long time ago.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Sorry, Matt. Your garage didn't
What's
make
What's your
it.
Name?
Sheldon.
It's Spengler. Can't you read?
No. Sheldon?
Sheldon Lee.
Wow.
Sheldon,
so many things make so much sense.
Are you...
Have to put up with a lot of Big Bang Theory jokes at work.
Yeah, I don't know.
At least someone's making good Big Bang Theory jokes. So, Sheldon, did they... can't stand that show. I really can't.
Well, that's
sorry.
Our opinion.
Of course you can, yeah.
I am entitled to my opinion. So, Sheldon, now, were you disappointed like I was in Ghostbusters 2 when they sort of abandoned the Egon-Janine romance?
Wow. It's been a long while. Yeah, I ignored it.
You're wearing a fucking costume, and you cannot talk to me about Ghostbusters 2?
Because a lot of people forgot about Ghostbusters 2, that they...
I didn't forget about it.
5 years had happened since... The second one, and so it was the Janine Melnitz Lewis Tully romance.
They're better for each other.
But Egon Spengler is asexual, though.
Yes.
Egon Spengler is asexual.
He's pansexual.
He's a. No, he's asexual.
Is that like when he can only get off to Pan's Labyrinth?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the.
Yeah.
A hand job.
And then he jerks off like
hands.
That.
Oh boy. It's always wet, you know, because the hand and the eyes.
Yeah, just like in the movie The Gate.
The Gate.
I'm surprised that kid just didn't fuck that eye out of his hand.
I'm actually not surprised that didn't happen.
Really not surprised?
Yeah, that's
you know what the last line of that movie is?
What?
You guys are my best friends. At the end of a horror movie, that's the last line.
Well, what is your favorite last line of a horror movie?
You guys are my best friends.
We thought we found a gateway to hell, but we really found a gateway to friendship. Making it in the gate. Is it a gate in my backyard? It's a gateway to hell, yeah.
One of my favorite last things from a horror movie is Nightmare on Elm Street Part 1, where like the mom is like pulled through the little window in the front.
Spoiler!
That is pretty good. The
The raft in Creepshow 2, the story of the raft where the guy says, "I beat you."
I've never seen Creepshow 2.
What?
Seen one.
I like. Where's my Father's Day cake, Bedelia? Which I think was also from Creepshow 2, wasn't it?
No, that's from 1.
That was from 1? Yeah, the Father's Day cake was from 1, huh?
Yeah. The Creepshow 2 had the Indian, the wooden Indian.
The wooden Indian guy.
Chief Woodenhead, right, and then had the raft.
Yep.
Where you could see some tit in that. You could see some tit in
that. Short story.
Yeah. And then the third one is the one, thanks for the ride, lady.
Thanks for the ride, lady. Leslie Nielsen was in the first one with Ted Danson.
With real hair.
Wait, are you saying that Ted Danson's hair isn't real?
I think
that was in an episode of Cheers, your town's fucking show.
We didn't
with
make
your
it.
Where your precious Frasier Crane is from.
Oh, I love Frasier so much.
He's from Seattle.
Yeah, he's from Seattle, but his alma mater is Harvard, which is right over the river in Cambridge.
This girl's so bored she's twirling her hair.
I've been
no,
there.
No, she's not. She's starting up the TARDIS. Well, Sheldon, I'm sorry.
Sheldon, what is your favorite line from Ghostbusters?
Back off, man. I'm a scientist.
Yep.
Nice. That was good.
Nicely done.
That is a good one.
Yeah. What was your most disappointing moment from Ghostbusters 2?
Ooh.
so many.
Oh, I know mine. Ghostbusters 2.
I think for me it was... when... They animate the Statue of Liberty by playing Your Love is Taking Me Higher by shooting slime inside of it, which...
looked like tuna fish.
It did.
And out like...
And when they... I don't know what they did with the effects in that movie, but when they cut to the Statue of Liberty in the city, and it's like half the size of the actual Statue of Liberty.
Right?
That's what really got you?
Right.
That was your disbelief? That was your moment of like, I can't. That's it. That's it.
The spatial reasoning was all off.
Yep.
Not to scale. I am out. I do believe that Viggo needed
Oscar, but this is the end for me.
And somehow a crazy dimensional fuck-up leads to a painting end of all of them.
Which, I've seen that painting, the Vigo painting. Too hot
Bobby
to handle,
Brown.
Too cold to hold.
They call
Sheldon Lee and he's in control.
There you go.
Rap, 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 rap,
took both ports.
A directional stick and two buttons.
I like your directional stick and two buttons.
Right back at you.
Did a shot of a full beer.
You know, you should punch him in the stomach right now. That'd be really funny.
Oh.
And then point him that way.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, Massachusetts, fuck you.
Okay, I'll punch him in the stomach. If he shits, you get $10. If he throws up, I get $10. If he does both, we're even.
Friends,
best. You're my best friend.
Hey. Hi, my best friend, buddy.
I can tell you right now, remember Chris is getting the money. What? Chris would get the money.
I would.
I would vomit all
I
over.
I can't remember what the stakes were. I guess we'll see.
The stakes are about to come out. That was your joke.
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
I just made it.
Good,
all right, it's a question.
We got a microphone here. We got a microphone.
And a comment. Okay. We have time for six quements.
Really?
Six quements. Because otherwise, the show.
You've heard the show before.
We want to be able to come out after the show and say hi to everybody. And so, we'll take six quements and then we'll move on. Yes, gentlemen, in your WTF Cat Ranch shirt.
I just wanted to give a shout out to the other podstitutes out there. Who
podstitutes, I love it.
I just made that up.
That's good. Well,
it's
property of Legendary Entertainment now. But thank you.
It's a nice fan art, by the way. It's now a property of Tyler.
There's a group of people out there that have Nerdist t-shirts on that I've been...
There's one right behind you!
No. They reference things that I've heard every episode, and I still don't even understand the reference.
Really?
Dude, I bet we wouldn't either.
Oh, no.
Someone had a Nerd Drapes t-shirt on.
Hair drapes.
Yeah.
That's a reference to...
That's a reference to my single dad hair.
Chris's beautiful, beautiful locks.
Yep.
Everybody had that hair. That was the time.
I just wanted to call them out. Thank you.
Positives.
Thank you so much.
All right, we have time for six quements. I'm not counting that one.
Hey, you were at our Austin show.
I remember these guys. They were at our
Austin
show.
Have you turned 18 yet?
17.
God damn it.
Damn it, Matt.
Zero tolerance for minors. Get her.
But we just wanted to give you these little finger zombies.
Oh, thank you.
Finger zombies.
I think it's technically illegal to put our fingers in anything you give us.
Wait, what's the legal age in Texas?
It's 17.
17!
Whoa!
She's only 17!
I like that everyone knew the answer to that question. I don't fucking know California's legal. I don't know.
And we did listen to the second podcast, the second show.
Oh, we never posted the second show, did we?
Yeah, that's right.
In Austin. I'm so sorry.
Something must have gone horribly wrong.
It sure did.
I wrote these things.
Are you wearing a Katniss Everdeen cosplay?
A little bit, kind of.
Nice.
Did you write that on your arm, or is that like a prison tattoo?
Yeah,
they fucking sent her to jail. This place has zero tolerance for
minors.
You got
that on the wrist?
Did you have your brother do it with a Bic and a lighter?
We made tattoos.
What does your arm say on the side?
It says, hey, I'm 17 now, and I brought my boyfriend.
Nice.
Where's your boyfriend?
Stand up,
boyfriend.
How old are you?
Let's see what you're working with.
How old are you?
how old's too old? Okay, that's not bad.
So that's good. Yeah.
Too old.
Now it seems like a crazy thing. Cause like
Wait. Just wait for in 2 years when you're like, let's go to a bar. And she's like, I can't. And then you break up with her.
I love doing this. I love doing this. Hang on a sec. This is my favorite thing to do. I can instantly bum everyone out in this room. What year were you born?
Me?
Yeah.
1995.
No. Wait, 1995. Let me reiterate that. 1995. Kurt Cobain killed himself in 1994. She was born after music got the worst it had ever been in music history.
Yep.
Well, she was born after the first major studio release of the Dave Matthews Band and right before the second.
She was born, I would like to think of her as a child of Singled Out, the year that Singled Out premiered. 1995.
People would watch Singled Out and then fuck all night.
Yep, that's right. As I was like, welcome Terminal to Singled Out. This tiny little baby was being front pooped out of a mom.
Yeah.
And then.
And now this, now it like walks on its own and dresses itself.
Yep, that's right. And now it has a boyfriend. And there's the mom,
hey, mom.
Is here as well.
Hey, sorry for being inappropriate, mama.
You guys gotta.
Whoa. She says as she takes
your
a swig.
Your mom says that as she drinks some booze. That's
I remember you guys being really.
She's the cool mom.
I remember you guys being really fun at the Austin show.
We were.
Thank you. Do you live in Austin?
Yeah. Oh hey.
Well, we live like south of Austin.
Oh okay.
All south right. Austin, is that different from the regular Austin?
South Boston.
No, not.
Wait, what? What Boston?
Yes, we live in. South
Lowell
Boston.
Is not that different from Boston. I will say that.
Well, no,
there's
like
crack all over.
Boston has like buildings and people that work, and then
someone.
We got another finger
them.
Zombie.
Oh,
finger zombie!
Go get your finger zombie.
Cool,
guys. I'm really buzzed from those two beers I drank really fast. So.
The way you stop a zombie is you can either shoot it in the brain or finger it. Apparently,
yeah, you just fucking.
You can finger
and
a zombie.
And you control the zombie.
Yeah, exactly.
Also, you should like wear the mustache on Talking Dead.
Which mustache? Oh.
The one we gave.
Oh, that the wooden mustache. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I should just hold that up the entire time.
Yes. Make
welcome
no mention
to
of it.
Talking Dead. Today we're discussing zombies.
Today we're discussing zombies.
Just
today.
Like it's completely normal. Just like.
Just
wear it.
And but not reference it at all.
Yeah, just not talk about it. And like, if somebody brings it up, just like, I don't know what you're talking about.
If that's he does idea. End up doing that, you can write the network and ask for money.
What are your guys' names again?
Nora.
Tom.
Nora and Tom. It's good to see you. Thank you so much for coming to the show.
Tom, that's a hell of a belt buckle you got there. What is going on there?
That's a Triforce.
Wow.
He's got a Triforce belt buckle.
Here, think about this. He was born after Zelda was already a thing.
Yep. Hey, you got that Triforce right above your cock arena.
He was born after...
Holy shit, did you hear it?
Yeah.
You fucking, yeah, that was perfect.
Sorry.
We're going to let them in.
I was going to say right. He was born
thanks,
after
you guys.
The Zelda
good to see you again. Thank you for
canceled.
Coming
well,
out.
Excuse me, princess.
One more gift. An
oh.
opera glasses mustache.
Uh-oh.
Take your mustache. Take your rightful side on Matthew Myra's
oh,
face.
Oh, Mario.
Mario.
Plumbing.
I can see. I can see in your eyes how buzzed you are right now.
I didn't mean to drink them that fast.
You seemed like you meant
it
to.
It seemed very deliberate, the whole process of it. Wow.
You know what then? You know what then, Matt?
What?
I feel like maybe you should chug a third one.
This is excellent advice from a former alcoholic.
Hey, it's also coming from a current alcoholic, so.
Listen, not everyone has...
Right now, I'm just contemplating the volume of my stomach.
Yeah.
Well,
so,
it's...
So there's a lot of science going on.
Cheat day. You're chanting cheat day.
Cheat day.
You are my head every cheat day morning. Cheat day.
Oh no!
Every time you
maybe
pass,
we shouldn't make him do this.
Every time you pass Yogurtland,
hey man, it's GJ. What about we get in there and put nothing but Nutella on this ice cream?
Okay, Yogurtland.
He's gonna throw up on people after the show.
I know, Chris. This is why we're doing this.
No.
This is what we agreed at the fucking pizza party.
What? You guys had another pizza party without me?
No, it was the same one from before.
We meant to invite you.
Yeah, just you were.
What happened?
You were busy.
You guys both have my number, and I see you guys a lot.
Do I have your number? My phone got wiped out, so I don't know who.
Myra. Matt Myra, this is St. Arnold talking, Matt Myra.
I yes, St.
couldn't
Arnold.
Help but notice how I'm not inside you at the moment. It's me, the Summer Pills, is my nickname in the summer. In winter, I turn into a frothy lager, but right
Wait,
now...
Wait, St. Arnold, are you recognized by the Catholic Church?
Yeah. Listen, Matt. Mug. Matt, this is St. Arnold. You can put me in your mouth. The Catholic Church won't tell.
We'll just move this beer over here, and no one will ever know the difference.
Just send that beer to a parochial school.
Now here's another beer, and then all of a sudden everything's okay. You didn't finish it.
Because you were hitting me in the stomach with a microphone.
I wasn't hitting you. I was just jiggling.
You were doing this.
Up. And there's your baby.
Oh, you guys.
Let's name it Jonat.
Jonat.
Jonah Radio. That's never going to be boring.
Hey, I don't fucking... I'll ask you when you're going to get your shit together.
Anyway, we have time for a couple more. We got the people lined up.
No more people lined up.
No, we still have.
We went on this side.
Yeah, we gotta go this side.
What's your equipment?
That's a sharp shirt, friend.
Oh, I just came from work.
Nice.
So,
what do you do? You work at American Apparel?
Do my glasses say that?
Your shirt is from it, I think.
No, it's not.
No?
It's from Ross.
Fuck that guy. That guy's a loser.
Okay, so my equipment is a comment, not a question.
Okay.
Still equipment.
But a question is a comment, it's equipment.
Yeah.
Got it.
I don't want with it.
Yeah.
So I sympathize with Matt Myra because I purchase things that I technically don't need.
Like what?
I went to an estate sale to bargain hunt.
I'm fucking listening to you right now.
And I bought this old guy. Well, he's dead.
You bought an old guy?
Hello, where are you going to put me?
Yeah, you better negotiate.
I like a sudden exposure, if that's okay.
Do you need a new best friend? Jonah's being a jerk. I don't want him anymore.
What did I do to you?
I'm sorry, I tripped over my pendulous balls.
Who is that?
Also, be sure to check out the next Chris Hardwick special, Pendulous Balls.
I'm the old guy from the earlier bit that isn't going to appear on the podcast. Anyway, thanks for buying my balls.
You're
with an
spending
old man.
A lot of money at an estate sale. Smart move.
What'd you buy?
This guy died.
Great. Already a fan.
Okay. And I was just browsing, and I ended up buying a vintage 1960s accordion.
Whoa!
I don't play accordion.
That's awesome, though.
And I found out I'm pretty bad at it.
Of course,
it's a hard
are.
Instrument to play.
How much did you spend on this vintage accordion?
This is the awesome part. It was priced at $350.
Uh-huh.
I looked online. It's actually worth $560. Because it was a day later, I got 25% off. I only spent like $260 on it.
Did you sell it?
No. I'm trying to learn it, and it's really hard. And it's been in my closet for a month.
Hey, well, just remember that if something's hard, you should just give up and stop trying. Right. Hey, and that's from me to you, buddy. The more you know.
Jonah.
Huh?
That's really good advice.
Yeah, thanks.
What is your name in Quement?
My name is Philip.
Philip.
And I have more of a comment towards y'all. So last year...
You are from Texas.
Thanks for using you all. I appreciate it.
So last year, I spent a good amount of time in Iraq as a contractor working overseas.
Holy shit.
And
Blackwater?
You guys were my primary source of entertainment when I was over there.
Yeah!
And
holy shit.
However, over time, it became very hard for me to listen to the Hostful podcast because I just couldn't relate to things that were happening back home.
Yeah.
There's one thing where you're having other comedians on, some celebrities, some of your best friends, but just listening to the Hostfuls was hard because I'm in a place where every day it's 125 plus degrees. I'm working 12-hour days, 7 days a week. What you're going through is not what I'm doing.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
So should we have done more Iraq-based podcasts?
No, no.
Okay.
No, no, no. We'll just start podcasting from a sauna.
That's a good idea. You could have done that. But at the end of November, when during the U.S. military's pullout, I also came home because it was sort of the end of my contract.
Sorry, but pullout's really funny to me.
Yeah. It works.
So like,
it works.
The military just came on.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed that this story doesn't end horribly sadly.
No,
after all these.
No, it doesn't. Oh,
well,
good.
Because you know what happens after a surge, a pullout.
So I come back home, and my first few weeks, I'm having a hard time just adjusting back, being back here. A lot of my friends and my family, I'm just not getting along with anyone. And then you bring on Graham Elwood.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
And I did not know who that man was, and I was on my way to the YMCA to go work out. I was also from Tim Ferriss. I was using his workout when I was overseas.
Yeah.
And when I listened to his podcast, the one that you did with him,
yeah.
For me, it was like someone gets it. Someone has an idea. Even though he'd only done a couple of days, you know, a little bit of time in Iraq and also Afghanistan, it was someone who'd been there.
Yeah.
And it's someone who understood what it was like to be in those places. And for your audience to also hear that, it meant the world for me. And I was able to basically turn that corner because the first 3 weeks I was home, I felt like I made a terrible mistake.
Yeah.
I actually wanted to go back.
Oh, really? It felt, really, just because you
I didn't feel like I finished the mission when I was there. I felt like I quit on my job. I just...
Well, first of all, the, like, just even going there to begin with
that's
was...
That's more than, like, many
than most people would do.
Yeah.
So it's funny how you always, and we all do this too, it's funny how you can accomplish something but still find ways to beat yourself up about it. Like that's amazing that you even went over there to do that. And yeah. I think in today's culture, one of the most dangerous jobs in the world is what you were doing.
Yeah. And it was just to have Grandma on there to share that story of his time over there with you guys and all your listeners. It was enough for me to just turn that corner and be like, okay, that time of my life is over.
Well, I give all that credit to Graham, and because that's sort of been Graham's mission, is not just to share with people like, here, you know, here's a piece of what it's really like over there, but also to help people that, you know, people that he became friends with over there that were having a hard time, like the same, just exactly what you're talking about. So I give all the credit to Graham Elwood for that. Yeah. So hats off to Graham Elwood, comedy film nerds.
Yeah, Graham Elwood's amazing.
So,
good guy.
Thank you very much, guys.
Of course.
Thanks,
you know,
man.
Graham,
thank you so
Graham
much.
Have you seen Graham live, by the way? He tours.
I've looked up some of his stand-up. I've also, like, you know, contacted him through Twitter and whatnot and said, like, hey, thanks very much for being on the show.
Cool.
It just meant the world to me. And he responded back. And
Well, that is a very nice story with substance. Thank you for sharing it
with
everyone.
Man. Yeah,
and welcome back, by the way.
Yeah, thanks,
thank you for being in
thank
one piece.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Oh, man. I don't know how you're going to follow that.
So I was
Hey, guys, sometimes when I'm farting, I...
So I was in Memphis. And
one time, the traffic was bad, and I was like, it's hot.
You know,
Houston.
I was thinking of going that route, but I'll just go the safe, good route, thanking all of our troops. Thank you, sir, for everything you've done for us. I mean, it's... That was moving, just what you said. I mean, it was very emotional.
Yeah.
So it makes my questions seem a little bit less. But,
what kind of fart do you guys fart?
Thank you guys for coming to Houston for the
most
part.
Of course, thank you, yeah.
Love the love for St. Arnold's. But in the time of unnecessary reboots with things like RoboCop, Total Recall, that stuff.
Yeah.
Wait, who just made a fart sound?
The noisiest audience member.
Way to go, TARDIS.
Is there something from your guys' childhood, other movies, something you've never heard mentioned before that you actually would like to get see rebooted?
Because that is a thing that
that's
can, like,
be,
no, there is something like where it's like, well, man, if they just had the fucking wherewithal or the money, they could have made this a good movie. And that's rare when you find a movie like that. But I think that movie, for me, is Manos, The Hands of Fate.
Excellent answer.
Yeah. Like, imagine if that was like a fucking... $20 million movie.
The hands would just push
them
over.
Yeah, man.
You know, I think Explorers would make a good
Explorers
reboot.
Explorers would be great.
Because they just didn't have the... Like, the aliens were kind of silly at the end, and then, like, all the effects... I think Explorers, like, really big budget now would be a fun.
Yeah,
would
Joe
be fun.
Dante. Any Joe Dante movie with, like, a way bigger budget would be
I wish
name.
There was some, you know, like, I wish there was some sort of a council that would determine, like, yes, this movie should be remade. Like, so many people go back and remake movies that were good the first time, but they really should, like, they should just go back and fucking make the ones that, where you're like, oh, it's such a cool story, but it just, you know, like, whatever, it didn't work for whatever reason. Like, I heard they're trying to reboot Time Bandits. I'm like, why would you ever try to do that? Why would you ever
and
go
you know
back
what?
And try
all
to do that?
All of the Time Bandits are going to be played by Johnny Depp.
Oh, I'm listening.
Yeah.
I'm actually, here's the thing for me. One of my all-time favorite movies is getting remade right now.
Total
and I'm
Recall.
I'm kind of excited for watching it. Now it's RoboCop. Same director, Paul Verhoeven. Yeah. Yes, RoboCop, which as driving in here, I was like, that looks very RoboCop-y.
RoboCop 2!
And then I remembered that a lot of old or new Detroit is Houston. Good job, you guys. And but yeah, they're remaking RoboCop, and I'm kind of stoked for it, like, in a weird way, because it doesn't take away anything. I get my movie. I get to have the experience I had when I was a kid watching RoboCop.
Yep.
And I also get to watch this new version with not stop motion effects.
Yeah. But I love stop
and
motion effects.
And the weird
effects.
Long yeah. arms of fucking
oh,
dick
yeah.
going down.
Of Ronnie Cox.
Yeah. Like,
what about, got fired.
What about you? What would your...
I mean, most unnecessary, I was going to say RoboCop, because you can't beat the original.
You can't. Yeah. I mean, the original's fucking fantastic, but I mean, I just thinking about, like, a CGI fucking, now that it's so good, just a CGI RoboCop.
You say it, though. You say CGI. I mean, it was...
I ruined it for you, didn't
I? He doesn't say freeze punk anymore. He says, freeze, hipster.
I mean, how are you going to beat the original Ed 209 with the wire coming out of it with the missile? I mean, it's classic.
That's true. That's part of the campiness of it, but I think RoboCop in and of itself is an excellent story. And
and also predicted a lot of weirdly stuff about what we would be like in the not
TV
too distant future.
And commercials.
Yeah, yeah, it just RoboCop. If you guys haven't watched RoboCop in a while, fucking watch RoboCop because it's good shit. And also, I used to... Peter Weller would come into the Apple store sometimes at the Grove. Dr. Peter Weller. God, that's
weird. Dead or alive, this computer's coming with me.
What does penis look like?
It was
a fair question.
Looked
a fair
lot.
Question. What did his
Hang
penis
on.
Look like? Because
Hang on, let me finish. It looked a lot like his forehead skin in RoboCop when they put it over the plastic. But what was cool was, like, one time I had him, he was in, and then my best friend's favorite movie was RoboCop, my best friend at the store, and I had him sign his MacBook Air for him, and I had him write, "Don't drop it." Peter Weller.
Jesus. That's great you're able to
Awesome, thanks for the
there
comment.
You
thank you, guys.
Okay, two more?
Yeah, we got
Nerdy to Me. We got Blue Shirt, and then we don't have you.
All right, so two more.
We don't have you.
What's your name, Inquement?
Hey, I'm Zach.
Hey, Zach. What's up, bro?
What's up, Zach?
What's
Zach? How you
Remember,
doing?
Remember, this is a comfortable place. You can say whatever you want.
Zach, you're just keeping it real, man. You're just keeping it real and living
just
large.
Just think of us as your best friends,
Zach.
Yeah.
Zach, you know what I like? Tacos. It's got nothing to do. We're just talking.
Now tell me about your dad.
So I just want to say, like Matt, I do spend a lot of money too.
You spend a lot of money? Okay. I like that I'm the guy that spends a lot of money.
Well, just on like stuff that isn't necessarily like
okay,
necessary.
Okay, so fuck you, because the guitars are all
necessary
parts. I'm
sorry, Zach, he's drunk.
No, I can say mine's a lot worse. I'm a toy collector, especially Transformers.
Okay, you're a toy collector. Listen to this. Here's what I'm looking for, internet/people listening to this podcast right now. I am looking for an in-its-package original Hasbro Winston from the real Ghostbusters. So if anyone could find that for me...
The audio. Whoa.
Yeah. My mother never bought me Winston, and it always pissed me off.
But she did buy you Winstons, though.
She bought me Winston cigarettes.
Smoke them up, Johnny.
I never had Winston, and I always just wanted the feeling of opening that package, and I'm going to fucking open it if I find it.
Well, I'm sorry. Matt just took your Quement time.
Well, no, that's actually what I wanted to ask was, you know, when I moved to Texas a couple years ago, I had to sell like a bunch of my old stuff.
Yeah.
Like there's an Optimus Prime that I freaking loved. I had to get rid of it. But so is there anything like from your childhood?
That's an Optimus crime, am I right, buddy?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there like anything from your childhood?
No, don't give it to him.
Is there certain things he has to learn on his own? Is there like anything from your childhood that like you wish you could have again?
Oh yeah, yeah. I saw Star Wars in the theaters, and then instantly when all the toys came out, I had everything. I had the, I had the Darth Vader helmet that would contain. It was sort of like a bust of Darth Vader.
Do you know who still has it? Tom Lennon.
Does he really?
Tom Lennon still has
it. Tom Lennon still got his Darth Vader.
Jimmy Pardo lets his son play with
it. My original like R5-D4 and like all of the action figures. I'm so. I don't know. I just don't know what happened to them. I don't know. I miss all those. Oh, the other thing I miss was that when I was in high school, I broke my wrist and I was working at a golf course and Bill Murray came to play golf and he signed my
asshole cast.
And I don't know what happened to it.
It's a hard thing to hold on to, though.
It's a cast?
Because they smell so bad.
It gets so stinky sometimes.
But it had Bill Murray's name on it.
That's true.
So,
mine would be my pet monster. I had a My Pet Monster. Yeah, and then it got turned into a dog toy while I was on a trip.
Yeah, mine would be the Winston or...
Or my copy of Gleaming the Cube on VHS, which was actually the version called A Brother's Vengeance, I believe, and then I sold it for like $200.
Nice. I would... So Winston is the answer, sort of. And I would also like to find a Firehouse playset with the slime. Because Christmas morning, I just fucking wasted all the slime. Really didn't sparse it out. Go ahead, Chris.
That doesn't need a tag. What was yours?
The Optimus you
Prime.
About.
Well, the Optimus Prime.
The Optimus Prime, and then I had a Rancor.
Rancor Star, monster, yeah.
Oh, I had a Rancor with the movable jaw.
Hey, Matt, that sounds like a Rancor.
I saw the original Rancor monster at Skywalker Ranch, and it's fucking amazing. It's in pieces.
What was that yeah for? Was it for Skywalker Ranch? Okay.
It's pretty awesome.
Their lawns are perfect!
Dude,
yeah!
Why don't they put out, like, a salad dressing, Skywalker Ranch dressing? I would fucking...
Oh, my God! That's what Bernardo said, the same thing, right? And then Kevin went up. Kevin Pereira went up to Skywalker Ranch, and they didn't have Skywalker Ranch dressing. They had Skywalker hot sauce.
That doesn't seem.
And he was like,
sense.
"Why don't you guys have Skywalker Ranch?"
It should have been.
It
should have been Skywalker hot sauce.
Well, that would be very cold.
Yeah, I know, but it's the name.
It's the opposite
it's
of
the
hot.
Name that works.
It's the opposite
it's the
of hot.
It's
I don't care. I just want the name.
Hoth is an ice planet.
I just want the name hot sauce.
Oh God.
Well, just
and then,
it could
and
just
then,
be a guy with a list.
And then croutons. Come on, you guys.
We can do this all night.
I would love a crouton-ton. I would eat the fuck out of that.
This
I would
is the
crawl
part
blueberry
of a yogurt.
Oh my God. Blueberry yogurt.
No, I said yodert.
Oh, okay. That makes
all right,
it funny.
Zach, does that answer your question sufficiently?
Yeah, that's good. Thanks.
Good. Thank you. I don't know why more people are lining up because we're really going to take one more.
All
right, fine.
Happy
fuck
birthday.
You.
Sit down.
He's got a first edition.
All right. So two more Quemens. We'll take yours, and then we'll take Mr.
I'm
Birthday.
I'm surprised
Man.
We're not more alarmed of the guy yelling with the backpack.
Guys, I know, but honestly,
but we got ladies over here.
If
who
you
I
guilt
would totally
us into
do.
This show is going to become 3 hours. Okay, I'll tell you what.
Oh, hey. Okay.
The more I'm just telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. The more people will ask Quemens, the less chance this has of getting posted. Because if this hour is three, if this episode's 3 hours long, we can't post it. So you can ask as many Quemens as you want.
I know Katie Levine. She's a very good editor.
See, I fucking have to turn into a goddamn English teacher up here to get you kids in line. Okay, if we do them quickly, you can do them really fast.
I'll be brief.
Okay.
Okay, just one thing.
Part one.
Yeah, part one. Jonah, I know that you've mentioned in the past that you get a lot of shit from people for, I'm afraid of you and all that stuff.
Yeah, what of it, you piece of shit? What? Why do they do it?
I just wanted to say much love. You crack me up. Much love. You crack me up.
Thanks,
and then
man.
I also wanted to ask all three of you, but especially Chris, I know you've all have talked in the past about how you react to celebrities when you meet them. I just wanted to know, now that you're starting to become more and more famous, how are you reacting to it from the other side of the coin?
Singled out. Yep, singled out. That's right. Well, I'm no stranger to the limelight with singled out.
Now you have more of a niche that people can... automatically recognized.
Just in terms of just, do you mean like being more recognized by people on the street? I love it because, number one, I crave attention and narcissistic, but also it's really like just kind of being still a fan of people. Like, I freaked out so hard on people at Comic-Con, I'm pretty sure I drooled on Ian McKellen.
I'm trying to keep my nerd.
I think it's fine. I try not to get too at people. But if it ever happens to me, I think it's adorable because it's nice because it really is. No, it's nice because it's nice that someone takes a risk to share that you meant something to them. So I think it's great. I like it. I like it a lot.
Well, thank you,
Jonah. Yeah. What do you think? You don't have to clap that.
I'm still uncomfortable about it. Good thing it never happens.
It was weird. This year at Comic-Con particularly, did you walk the floor a lot, Jonah?
Yeah.
I got stopped a lot. But yeah, it was all for like, it was sort of like awesome for the Nerdist podcast. Some for like, there was like four guys that really liked Phoebe. But I will say this right now. Scott and I still talk almost daily. He's working on a movie that is screening on the 31st of July.
Could you not
so
advertise other podcasts on?
It airs. It's a Nerdist Smodco co-production.
Oh, it's
so
all right.
It's
I'll
on
let it
network.
Slide. I'll let it slide. So you get half as much
and
time.
After July 31st, Scott and I's goal is to fucking slam August with Phoebs. So
who's August?
August is 17, so we're going to do it in Texas.
Texas, where it's legal.
And you know what? He's really nice.
Okay.
So,
it's your birthday.
Thank you.
Yes. Happy.
It probably is.
Don't say happy birthday. Then we have no time.
I'm 20. I'm 22 today. First of all,
you have your whole life ahead of you.
I know, I do.
Run.
I've been a huge fan of your podcast since the first episode with Tom Lennon.
Lemonin.
I listen to it religiously, and because you guys coming here is such a birthday present for me, I want to give you, each of you, something.
You're giving us a present
Yes, I am.
Vagina Emergence Day?
Chris,
Emergency.
I want to give you this cow because you played Otis on Nickelodeon.
Oh, my gosh.
It's actually got
horns. Thank you.
It's got horns, so it's a...
Don't touch me. I'm uncomfortable around fans. Everybody after that one guy just...
That pretty much...
Oh, my God.
Like
this is
band.
Awesome. It's adorable.
And,
it's like a piggy cow. Tip it. They'll understand.
And
I'm covered in mud.
Jonah, I want to give you this double shot glass from Houston. And if you like, after the show, I will personally open up a tab for you.
What?
I will open up your tab tonight.
You know not what you do.
Opening a tab for me is like opening Pandora's box
or the gate. And weirdly, it ends with you guys going, "You're my best friend."
Whoa.
Hey, thanks, man. This really makes me think about my life.
Matt, I know you'll be the first to die in a zombie apocalypse, but you'll be the last.
Is this because I'm slow or fat? Or are they just both
pick one,
connected?
Matt. Just pick one.
But if any case for vampires, I got you holy water.
Oh.
Like in The Lost Boys.
It really is holy water.
You Thank can you. Throw it at St. Arnold's.
Let me take it.
The only holy water I need.
Happy birthday. Nice to meet you. Thank you for coming to the show and bringing us presents. Don't drink that.
People's hands have been in that.
Jonah's right. Hang on.
Lowell, Massachusetts.
Ready. I'm ready for all you fucking queers.
Actually, I do want Matt to chug the holy water.
I can. It's got a tiny hole.
It's not the
eat the shot glass.
No, she wants you.
Oh, put it in the shot glass, Jonah.
Don't do a shot of holy water. That's.
We just want to cover all of our bases in case God's a real thing.
I'm not religious, and even I think that's weird.
Jonah, you can't do this next to me. My mother will find out. Why is it bubbling?
Because this is a satanic chalice and you need to clean
it. Oh my God,
it.
It's frothy.
Well, I had some beer
you
in there.
You guys remember in The Devil's Advocate when Al Pacino puts his hand in the holy waters so, and it boils? Well,
why? The devil's my father?
Oh my Man. God.
The froth of Christ.
Amen. I got my own froth of Christ.
Yeah. All right. You're still...
Just super fast.
Sure.
I was at the con last weekend and saw you guys with Behrman. But I'm wondering, like a flip side of the blue shirt guy's question, what was your favorite, most insane geek out moment? Mine, I cried when I met LeVar Burton.
Oh.
LeVar Burton cried when he met me. Alpha 3-9.
Oh, you know what? My favorite moment was when I met DJ Lance from Yo Gabba Gabba.
What?
Yeah, I fucking flipped out. He got out of a car and was obviously like just like you know having a fun time, and he just like these are the party days.
Oh no way!
Which is a Mr.
Really?
Show reference.
He did that?
Yeah,
that's awesome. We say that a lot, the two of us. Okay,
we're
so
friends.
I have two
we're
moments.
Friends, you and I.
I have two moments. One was locking eyes with Matt Damon. Because nothing can prepare you for his eyes. Like, you could be like, I bet they're really handsome, but they're more than that. He looked into my soul, and we talked about the Red Sox. So that was a thing. And then my other geek moment sort of thing was LeVar Burton and Brent Spiner. When
they recognized you.
When I ran into them, and they were more excited to meet me than I was to meet them.
For me, it was meeting Ian McKellen.
Tell them the Ian McKellen story.
Well, it's not a great. It's not a good story.
It's very funny to me.
I met him. Oh God! Kill it with fire!
What if it's
what
Ian
was that?
McKellen?
It was a moth.
Oh no, it was a little beetle.
Hey, just don't leave the screen door open again.
Oh my
again.
God! What if it just formed as Ian McKellen was like, don't tell that story.
Oh, hello.
I've got to go now.
I met Ian McKellen backstage at a thing, and I just kind of fanned on him a little bit. Like, oh my God, Ian McKellen, you're the greatest man I've ever met. And he didn't even look at me. He just walked by and went, yeah, right. And then just kept walking. It's a good... But he's like 75 and he's knighted. Like I'm like, fine, you get to act like royalty.
No, I'm sure like I'd be over anything when I'm like 40.
I don't give a shit. Like I still love the shit out of that guy. It doesn't bother me.
Right.
Hey, we did it.
We did it, guys. We did a podcast here in Houston. We are thank you so much for coming and for being tolerant from our tardiness. Though I blame United Airlines for trying to protect us.
Well, they should give us free flights.
Well, really, they were just doing what was in our best interest by making sure the pilots had enough time in between flights to rest and also checking the mechanical problem.
You still blame me. I'm a curse.
Too much coffee. Fuck that lady.
But
she was just sitting there with her goddamn Einstein Bagels coffee mug just chugging away, not worrying about the fact that I might have missed my flight.
Hey, so what do you have to
coffee.
After the show?
Well, I thought maybe I'd hang out a little bit.
And I was like, listen.
Matt was really
listen,
just like way
gone,
too much
right?
tonight. Yeah, it was really crazy.
Like, it's like, this conversation happens every
just
time
like,
we have a podcast.
Just numb me down, beer.
Numb me down, beer. That's very nice.
But really, it's Matt.
It's really Matt that has the problem.
It's so hard to keep the secret. It's so hard to keep the secret about Matt.
While
that
I'm
beetle was an omen
you, the
of
audience.
Some type. Matt's going way downhill.
They
I'm worried about him.
Yeah, I really do think it's like just like just
worst.
Like a window.
I mean,
like
when do we step in and really
so
be true
please
friends?
Tune in to Attack of the Show next week.
You know what? But like at the same time, I don't care.
He's like he's always trying to promote something.
I'm going to let you all in on a little secret. I am flying directly from Dallas.
You sure are flying.
To Attack of the Show. Like I will have
what?
So if I have bags under my eyes, it's that. I'm flying out Monday morning.
Oh, it must be so hard to go and do a bunch of shows and fly to host one on TV.
Why are you flying on Sunday instead of Monday? I mean, Monday instead of Sunday.
Our buddy Doug Benson's around doing some shows.
Oh, that's right, Doug Benson.
Maybe Jonah and I might.
Hey, you know what? This is
hang out.
We might go and just hang out with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well. Make sure and come say hi to us afterwards. I think
where are we doing that, Laurel? Where are we gonna do that? What the fuck?
Hey, Floyd, we're promoters. Does anyone know where we're going to be meeting with
people? Our promoter can't even stand around for the Quemons.
Okay, let's just sit here silently on stage and stare at people uncomfortably until we find out.
They are really into staring.
They're winning. They are way winning.
What is your story? Let's talk to you.
Yo, I appreciate the
what
fact
do you do
that you're looking
living?
At me and not Chris.
Dig a ditch?
You can do an eyebrow.
You actually dig ditches for a living?
Ditch digger, ditch digger.
You do make the me job that everyone says ditch at least digger, I'm not ditch doing digger, that.
Make me a ditch.
I was doing a Rocket from the Crypt.
Yeah, fuck those guys.
Well, then can you take out the trash?
At least you don't pick up dead
We're going to put it right over here?
That smells
okay,
worse.
So we're going to... Hey, man.
I've done it. Yo. Just going to back up over here.
We're going to take this table. We're going to move out over there. I think, you know, we had T-shirts here we're selling. If you want it, we'll sign anything you want.
But mostly we'll sign T-shirts.
But there what?
There's a local comedy show going
on. Oh, there is? And there's a comedy show going on downstairs?
Yeah.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah.
What time are you involved with that show?
Yeah.
Tell
us about it.
On the mic?
Yep. Just like the show
wait,
downstairs.
Yeah, like a comedian would do.
Yeah, like a comedian. Fuck you. I know how to work a mic.
Yes!
That's all I want.
I'm a big fan, by the way. You guys are awesome. Thanks for coming out. Me and about four other Houston comics will be doing a show downstairs. Basically, whenever you guys want to come down, stop by. It's going to be fun. It's going to be free. Thanks.
Yeah, support your local
comedy scene.
Support your live shows.
Go downstairs and see the Houston the comedy show downstairs. And
hey,
then,
maybe I'll go down there and just hang out and drink.
There's obviously a lot of people here, so, you know, if we, please, I apologize in advance if you feel like you're being shuffled along. It's not like we don't want to spend time with you, but what we've noticed is that even one more minute with, like, 200 people is 200 extra minutes that everyone's standing around.
That's a lot of minutes, Chris.
It's a lot of minutes.
5,000.
So we'll do our best.
How do I measure?
Just
measure. How about love?
Yeah, take that. There you go. There you go, buddy. There's your microphone.
That mustache has now become a sad face. The people's champion, Matt Myra, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you so much for coming out, Houston. Enjoy your burrito. Everybody pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Now leaving Nerdist.com. Enjoy your burrito.
This episode of the Nerdist Podcast is brought to you by Comedy Bang Bang every Friday at 10, 9 central on IFC.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me,
DJ Fuse,
and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the New Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.